Buffalo Bills Football Monday. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog joined now on the West Her Hotline by Kyle Williams. Hi, Kyle.
What's up, guys? How's it going?
Great. Thanks for asking. What do you think you'll remember most, or a couple of things you'll remember most about yesterday's game?
Well, I'll try my best to forget it as quickly as I can.
Okay.
And move on. I'm not really looking forward to remembering much about yesterday. You know, obviously, I think if I had to, you know, had to pick something, I would say that, you know, the way that the guys kind of fought back, you know, got down to put us ahead, you know, get back into the football game, the way that the guys fought, and then just at the end of the day, you know, a roll of the ball here or there, and, you know, it's a different game. But that's why you play, and, you know, coming up short, you know, hurts.
You know, we talked to Eric Wood for years, and I came to like asking him our first question that way. Like, so what are you going to remember about this game? Trying to do something different than just talk about the game, right? But
yeah, sure.
he would give an answer, and you might like not remember games or not want to remember games, like you're saying. Like, really, what you might think, like, what use do I have for what happened yesterday as I go forward in my life?
Yeah. I mean, you know, you try to learn as a player, you know, through the good and the bad. You know, there's plays in every game, no matter how good the performance, how bad the performance, you know, plays to build on and plays to learn from. You know, I mean, hey, this was really good. We got to continue to do that. There are these plays like, hey, individually I can do better, or collectively us as a defense or an offense or as a team in general can do better. So, you know, there's always an ebb and flow of positive and negative, and you try to take the good things and build on, and you try to take the negative and hopefully in quick time turn those into a positive and how you can learn. You know, I think that's kind of how football season is. You know, you see if you're having troubles as a defense stopping certain types of plays, you're going to see them until you get them stopped. So you always try to learn from things like that.
I guess positives in this case would be 175 yards given up. Maybe negatives would be them going 3 for 3 in the red zone. Like, that's tough. They didn't get a lot of chances. A turnover helped them once. But, I mean, boy, 175 yards and to lose a game has got to be pretty tough.
Yeah, you know, I think if you look at what we've done this year, you know, obviously we've played some really good defense, played tough, but we have not held up our end of the bargain in – quick turnaround, quick transition, sudden change, turnover, you know, whether it's on special teams or by the offense, where, you know, where I felt like last year we really did a good job, you know, and that's something that we talked about. You know, we have to be better in the red zone. We have to be better on quick turnaround and sudden change. And I feel like yesterday especially, that's kind of what got us.
One thing that I might remember best about this game is Josh Allen running. And for the second week in a row, I'm really taken with how many yards it was and just these. I mean, he looks like a fearsome runner almost. Now, I know that, you know, you're not on the field, at least on Sundays, for this, but I just wonder what the challenges are for a defensive lineman, for a defensive player with regard to the quarterback taking off, especially when he's got the physical makeup that Allen has.
So I think with Josh, and what's exciting about Josh is the things that he can do with his arm, the things he can do running the ball, and the things that he can do on the run. So those are different things. Obviously, what he can do with the pocket, with his arm strength, you know, getting the ball out, he's going to continue to get better the more reps he sees, the more he learns about, you know, coverages and the ins and outs of our offense. You know, let's not forget he missed a, you know, handful of weeks there. And then, obviously, plays break down, which they do, you know, what he can do with his feet by getting out. You know, he sees the team in man coverage, and they leave one spy on him. You know, one guy's not enough to, you know, bring him down. He's fast, he's athletic, he's strong, so he runs through arm tackle. So teams going man coverage, he's a hard guy to play man coverage because he can break loose and he can run, pick up first downs, and sometimes score. And then the other thing is kind of what you saw towards the end of the game in some different spots is he can extend plays with his feet, and then with his arm strength and the things he's able to do, he can make plays down the field with his arm on the run, which makes him a really, really dangerous player to play against.
I'm going to guess that you would probably prefer a quarterback when you're playing, when you're defending someone, who stays on the spot so you kind of know where he is when you want to go get him. But in a certain way, doesn't a quarterback, while it might be frustrating to not be able to get a guy that's elusive, I don't know. There's some guys I think you might rather have them run than just stand there and carve you up. You know, like if they're going to run, they're not throwing it, and that can be good.
Yeah, sure. I mean, if we could figure out how to make Tom Brady scramble every play, we obviously would do that. You know,
right.
Sometimes that's not how it works. I think the thing is the many faces of his game and the talent that he possesses is he can do a lot of different things at an extremely high level. And like I said, he's only going to get better, the more reps and the more repetition he sees. Now, for me, I'd rather there be a scarecrow back there that, you know, he's not going to move. He stays back there. You kind of know where he's going to be, but is not as efficient as Brady. You know, obviously, a lot of times it doesn't matter what you do. The ball is in and out of his hands. He knows what he's doing. He runs the right plays. So that's in a perfect world, but, you know, right. The NFL's not really a perfect world scenario.
Newsflash, Kyle Williams would prefer to play a crappy thrower who's immobile.
There we go. Perfect.
Sounds great.
You design one of those, and I'm going to be all over it. We're going to love it.
Let me check the schedule real quick and see if that's coming up.
Maybe if I play quarterback. Let's see. Yeah, that might be a little bit better.
Kyle Williams with us. One play I wanted to bring up is this play where Jordan Phillips gets a penalty for sort of, I mean, it isn't much, but I get it, right? Like, sort of just pushes the guy's foot away. And watching the game on TV, Kyle, they said how, like, well, the Bills are not going to like that, or McDermott's not going to like that. And he stayed in the game, and another play happened, and he's sort of mouthing off toward the Miami bench, it seemed, and then he was pulled. What did you see?
I didn't see. Actually, when I got on the field, I had to ask the official what happened on the personal foul, because from our side, you really couldn't see him make contact with his foot.
Okay.
You know, I guess by letter of the law, maybe that's something that's called. I mean, you really don't see it that much. So that could go either way. But at the end of the day, I think all of us, Jordan, myself, Jerry, all of us, you know, it's an emotional game, but at the most important times, you know, we have to play hard, but we have to play smart. You know, you don't want to do anything that puts your team behind the eight ball or in a tough position.
Right. Like, and some of that, sometimes that seems really almost like, and that might not have been the case yesterday, but almost like the person doesn't even mean any malice by it. I remember remembering Von Miller last year doing that little move to Tyrod Taylor where he went to help him up.
Yeah.
And then he sort of like, psych. And they got Von Miller for, I think that was a big penalty in that game.
It was.
It basically ends up making the difference in the game. And you can kind of look at yesterday. Here's what I've come to find is, if you make mistakes at critical points, no matter what it is it a pass interference? Is it roughing the court? Is it a unsportsmanlike conduct? No matter what it is, it always seems that when you make those mistakes, they always come back to bite you. And when you provide football teams, especially in the NFL, another opportunity, they always more than likely seem to capitalize on it. So I think that's a point where, you know, hey, we have to talk about, we're going to play hard, we're going to play aggressive, but we also have to play smart at all times because you never know what makes the difference in this league.
How much of an expertise do you have about what constitutes pass interference? Because the Matt Milano, because I don't remember you covering lots of guys flying out of the backfield, Kyle, so that's why I ask. But the Matt Milano play yesterday drew the ire of lots of Bills fans. And, like, Mike and I, we're in here watching this game together on TV. And, you know, it's not like Milano reaches out and doesn't really do anything as far as, like grabbing onto the player, like classic interference. But he is sort of running in front of him slow enough to keep the guy from getting to the ball. And, like, I don't know, on some level that's interference, but is it pass interference?
I think there's so many, you know, subjective calls or objective calls, whatever, excuse me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's just, you know, one team's going to see it one way because it benefits them. The other team's going to see it another way because it hurts them, right? I think the best thing that we could do is try to remove all doubt. Now, from my vantage point, they're running. Matt looks back for the ball. They bump into each other. The ball is 8 to 10 yards by the receiver. You know, I don't think, you know, he's Usain Bolt and he's going to run that ball down. You know, so it's kind of a point there. You're like, well, I mean, maybe. But, I mean, that's a pretty big call in that moment for something that's a maybe or maybe not, you know. But at the end of the day, we have to be able to, you know, at our best, overcome things like that, stand up in the red zone, make them kick a field goal or get a turnover, and win the football game when we get a chance.
One other thing I've got on officiating, and it's whether or not you can tell us anything you may or may perhaps heard involving Jerry Hughes and the officiating crew, because there was an altercation, a confrontation between Hughes and some of the officials in the tunnel yesterday.
Yeah, I didn't hear what happened, but a number of guys did, that the guy called Jerry a derogatory name, you know, on the field, and after the game, Jerry called him out on it, is basically, you know, what happened. You know, obviously we all have to conduct ourselves in a professional manner, you know, player, coach, referee. So, you know, I think that's something that, you know, is going to be looked at on a broader scale past what's in this building.
I would think that I don't know, that kind of thing does not happen, if ever, where an official uses that kind of language to address a player.
You really don't see it much, but, you know, some guy, I mean, I've seen it, I've been around it, it's not something that's prevalent, but, you know, some guys have a reputation for doing that, and, you know, I think it's being looked into.
Thinking about that last question and pass coverage, pass interference, did Rex ever send you out into coverage?
Yeah, I mean, I drop some now. You know, we do some, you know, some different zone drops, and you know, I've dropped my fair share. You know, so okay. I've been out there. It's not a comfortable place for me to be. You know, I'm used to, you know, big gargantuan guys hitting on me and stuff like that. That's a much more comfortable position for me to see, you know, Shady out in the open field, and you gotta try to cover him.
To each his own, I guess.
No doubt.
Yeah. All right. Well, you've got the Jets this week, and it might be Sam Darnold. How about the challenges here, Kyle? You've been through these kind of situations so many times, but a team you've seen before, beat pretty badly a few weeks ago, maybe a different quarterback this time.
Yeah, you know, we'll have to go back and watch him play. We played McCown our first game. From getting prepared, from what I remember before, not really sure who was going to play early in the week, a guy that can move around, make some plays with his feet. He's more of a move around to throw guy, where, you know, Josh can break the pocket and take off and run. He's going to move it. He can move around to throw. So have to be prepared for that. Obviously, we're excited to come home and play. I think these next 4 weeks are big, especially for our young guys, an opportunity to go out and compete and play. And we talk about finishing strong and continual improvement. You know, we're really going to put that to the test these next few weeks, and I'm going to lean on each other for that.
Okay. Thanks for your time, as always.
All right, guys. Have a good one.